The issue of race has often been a difficult one on the Maryland Eastern Shore. This is Don Rush. Jack Winterston, emeritus professor at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, has written a new book entitled Strange Fruit, Racism and Community Life in the Chesapeake, from 1850 to the present. Here's an excerpt from the next Delmarva Today, which will air this Friday at 9 a.m. on WSDL 90.7 FM.
In 1963-64, a Princess Anne student by the name of John Wilson led several hundred students into downtown Princess Anne to complain about the fact that there was no public accommodation for them. There was not a single place in the main town of Princess Anne where blacks could sit down and eat dinner. If they wanted something to eat, they had to go to the back end of the restaurant, press a buzzer, a window would open, and they would be given their meal to go. And so it was over this access to public accommodation that John Wilson led. And the town panicked, called for the National Guard. The National Guard came, the state police came with dogs, and the local fire department with its volunteer all-white firefighting force opened up their hoses on the students, and it was a real mess. And unfortunately, for the segregationists, this got national attention, and it was a good move on the part of civil rights agitators.
So in terms of the white community, how did it come to grips or accommodate this change that took place in Princess Anne in terms of the restaurants and so on?
A lot of them didn't. Few restaurants opened up a little bit, but there was a great amount of hostility. On the Eastern Shore, many people wore pins that said, these were pins that they purchased, that said never on them. And one of the leading segregationists in Maryland was a former president of the University of Maryland system, Curly Byrd, who was from Crisfield, and he didn't want to see the colleges of the state of Maryland integrated, and a lot of people took their cue from him.
So as we look at Princess Anne and Somerset County now, how do you assess where they are in all of this? Obviously, you're in D.C. now, so you're looking sort of a bit far away, but what sense do you get in terms of the people you're talking to?
There's a kind of calm now in Somerset County, racially speaking. I think that the election of the first black county commissioner was a very salutary development, as is the current election of blacks to the city council. But that doesn't necessarily mean that things have changed. People still have in their hearts what they had learned over the years, and although they're not talking about it, it doesn't necessarily mean that that they have changed that dramatically. Let me give you an example. A while back, the last white class of Washington High School had a reunion to celebrate the good old days of Washington High School. And, of course, no blacks from that year were invited to reunion because they had their own separate high school system at that time. And it was really noticed as a major insult in the black community.
Jack Winterston, author of Strange Fruit, Racism and Community Life in the Chesapeake, 1850 to the present. The full interview will air on Delmarva Today this coming Friday at 9 a.m. on WSDL 90.7 FM. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.